Blog Talk Radio.
Together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Walk in humility, not weakness. Y'all teaching this is way to be higher. Learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and be righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off for spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life. Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life.
Gather together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Do with judgments, walk in righteousness. Learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood. Have the same Ema and the same Abba. We all a slave, live the same drama. My people we be true brethren. 400 years, have we learned a lesson. How good and pleasant, if we dwell together. Yeah, two is better, three is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never. But the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your saints together.
Gather, gather,
gather. Bring them all together.
Together, let's gather together, let's go. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, come on. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. Yah is life. Gather your saints together.
What Yah will do. And once you can understand this, then you can begin to understand, okay, I can understand why that's first. So, for instance, watch this. Just let me just show you a couple things. One is in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. And what are we talking about? What are we discussing? We're discussing the seven requirements by law that Yah is requiring of us. And the very first requirement is the fear of Yah. So let us see what this is. In the book of Proverbs, the very first chapter, The seventh verse, what do it say?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge.
First of all, he let us know that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. In other words, this is not just the first requirement, but it's the beginning of knowledge. The word beginning really just means the first, the head, the chief, the one. In other words, number one. Because why? It's the beginning. So for any type of knowledge that you want to have, the fear of Yah is the beginning of that knowledge. It's number one. And but, not only is the beginning of knowledge, go to the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter. Proverbs 9. I just want to show this real quick so they can understand why this is first. Ain't no sense of talking about this. What the scripture says, wisdom is the principal thing, but without our getting, get understanding. So we might as well go ahead and try to get the understanding so we can know why we're dealing with this. And it says in the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 10th verse, what do it say?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. So not only is it the beginning of knowledge, but it's also the beginning of wisdom.
And knowledge of the holy is understanding.
And let's see about this understanding. Because not only is the beginning of knowledge, it's the beginning of wisdom, but watch what this says in the book of Job 28. So you can understand why this is so essential. Two, you knowing first. You don't want to bypass this. As a matter of fact, you can't even bypass it because it's the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of the requirements of Yah. And watch what it says in Job 28 and 28.
And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding.
This is understanding. So you can see how essential, how important, how necessary this fear of Yah is. It's the beginning. Just like when we began to deal with the 7 days of the week. And we started with the first day. And the Almighty said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And the light he called day and the darkness he called night. As I was telling you before, even before I said that, I just want you to see this. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Starting at the very first verse, and what do it say?
In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and earth.
So you notice he said in the beginning, because when you're at the beginning of anything, you first have to be able to see what you're doing. And it was darkness all over. And so the Almighty said in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And what do you think the Almighty put in this light to help us to be able to see? Since the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Since it's the beginning of knowledge, since it has everything to do with the understanding, let me show you what it has to do with understanding. Matter of fact, according to what we just read, it says the fear of Yah's wisdom to depart from evil is understanding. And let me show you what you need to do to depart from evil. Go to the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. I just want you to see this real quick. Or don't even go that far. Just go to Proverbs 3. Because we're going to go back to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 3. Because we're discussing the very first requirement that Yah has in order for you to be perfect with Him. And you're going to see beyond a shadow of a doubt how this will make you perfect. Now, is this too difficult of a task? No. Can you be perfect? Yes. You can. Because you were commanded to be perfect. In the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, watch what it says. In the 5th through the 7th verse.
Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart.
Yes.
And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes.
Don't be wise in your own eyes.
Fear Yahweh.
Fear Yah.
And depart from evil.
Because that's the only way you're going to be able to depart from evil is by fearing Yah. Now, do you see why this is an essential step to see what you must do? And I'm going to show you what you're going to be able to see. The scriptures say, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law, because you've got to have vision. You have to be able to see. Why do you think Yah said, let there be light? Why do you think light was made at the beginning? And why do you think the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge? And it is the very thing that Yahweh say, you fear Yah and depart from evil. Because this is the thing that enables you and gives you the very sight that you need to be perfect. You will never realize and see perfection until you learn to fear Yah. You have to learn to fear Yah. This is number one. And we're going to show you how the fear of Yah look. So, for example, we're going to go to the book of Job. I just want you to see this. Back to Job. I know we read Job the 28th chapter, but we're going to go to the book of Job, the 1st chapter. And watch what it says in the very first verse, Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared Elohim and eschew of evil. Yes, as I stated before, there's only one way that you can be perfect. You got to, well, actually, it's seven different things you have to do to be perfect. And the very first thing you have to do is fear Yah. You have to fear Him. And Job was perfect and upright. And why? Because he feared Elohim. And look at the latter part of what he did. And he eschewed evil. Because once you fear the Most High, you're going to get evil away from you. Now, a lot of people, they act like they don't know what evil is, but they really do. All you got to do is let evil happen to them, and then they recognize the real good. Let somebody start lying to them, and then they're going to see what evil is. Let somebody steal from them, and then they're going to see what evil is. Let somebody commit adultery with their wife, and then you're going to see what evil is. Let somebody murder one of their kids, and then you're going to recognize evil real good. Let somebody start tale-bearing and being a false, bearing false witness against you. Then you're going to say, oh, man, that was evil. But then they'll recognize evil when it happens to them. But do they recognize evil when they're doing it? For instance, when they're lying against the Most High, saying the Most High said things he never even said. When they're bearing false witness against the Most High, attempting to teach and believe and show you things that's not even in the book, bearing witness to things that's not even there. Are they being evil? Is it evil when you take the name of Yahda Elohim in vain? See, a lot of times we're not recognizing the evil when we do it. The only time we recognize the evil is when it happens to us. And see, what light does, light allows you to see everything. It not only allows you to see outside of your house, but it most important, let you see what's inside your house. And there's a lot of things you need to see and really do see in the house way before you go to the window to look outside the house. And that's what light does. And you have to shine a light on yourself. And this is what the fear of Yah does. It shines a light real bright. Furthermore, still in the book of Job, the first chapter, this is what it says in the sixth verse. Now there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yah, and Satan came also among them. And Yah said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered Yah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And Yah said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect, and this word perfect again, an upright man, one that feareth Elohim, and a shoe of evil. And watch what Satan say back to Yah. Then Satan answered Yah and said, do Job fear Elohim for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. In other words, this is what Yah would do if you fear him. Because the fear of Yah enables you to be able to see things, not just outwardly, but it allows you to see inwardly. And so Job seen inward things, and he was able to eschew evil. Most people try to eschew evil outside of them, because like I said, they seem to be able to recognize evil when it's happening to them so they can see, oh, that was evil, this is evil. But then when they're doing evil, they can't see nothing. But the fear of Yah allows you to see things inwardly and outwardly. And Job was able to eschew evil. This eschewing evil was not just the evil that might come to his doors, but it was also the evil that might come out of his doors. And he protected himself against both. And again, to show you, this was his test. This was the major test of Job. And it was only left on record for us to be able to witness today so we can understand how to be perfect. And step number one is we must fear Yah. And watch what it says in the book, still in the first chapter of Job. When all these things began to happen to Job, this is what it says in the 20th verse. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshiped, and said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. Yah gave, and Yah have taken away. Blessed be the name of Yah. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged Elohim foolishly, because Job began to recognize everything that he has belonged to the Most High anyway. And so if Yah gave it to him, Yah surely can take it back from him. Whether it's his children, yes, it's going to make you feel bad. Yes, you're going to cry. Yes, you're going to mourn. Yes, you're going to be sorrowful. All these things come with mourning. It comes with all the various things that might happen to you in your life. However, if you know time and purpose, then you can understand that no one is above time and purpose. And the Almighty purpose at this time to take from Job. And Job understood it. And why don't we understand? As soon as things get taken from us, we start pointing the finger. We start tail-bearing. We start scorning. False witnessing. That ain't why y'all have things taken from you. A lot of times, he just wants you to consider. He wants you to think about things. He wants you to find the humility to understand that Yah give it and Yah take it. And why don't we understand that? Because to understand that, I mean truly to understand it, is to fear Yah. Watch what it says in the book of Job, the second chapter. Because the Almighty was not completely finished in showing Job and making Job as an example for us today to see we can be perfect. Watch what it says in Job, the second chapter, the third verse.
And Yahweh said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one who feareth Elohim and escheweth evil?
Yeah, because you can't fear the Most High and not eschew evil. It's impossible. You got to eschew evil. Then, once you do that, then I can talk about you fearing the Most High.
And still, he holdeth fast in his integrity.
Even though all these things are happening, he still holds fast to an integrity.
Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause.
In other words, listen, this man, really, there's no calls for me to do all these things, but you still move me to, because see, this is the moral of the story. A lot of people skip some of the words that the Creator is letting us know. All Yah did was ask Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That's all he asked him. He didn't ask Satan to do nothing. But Satan thought he was so smart, so wise, so cunning, so clever. He's going to tell the Most High, do we fear you for not? I bet you if you do this and take this away and take that away, I guarantee you he curse you to your face. Now, Almighty looking at Satan like, what? All right, fine, I'll do that. Because I know this ain't why this man fear me. I know this ain't why this man walking perfect before me. I know that this man fear me because he can see me and I can see him. But obviously you can't see. But he had to show Satan, man, you don't see who you think you see. But so you can see, watch this. And watch what it says.
And Satan answered, Yahweh and said, skin for skin, yea. All that a man hath will he give for his life.
In other words, all your kids getting A's, and then you're giving them money, and you're giving them rewards, and you're giving them all kind of acclaim. And then the one that's failing, and the one that's not doing good, and the one that's all in trouble, comes and says, yeah, I bet you if you stop giving them all those money, and I bet you if you stop treating as your favorite, I guarantee you them A's going to stop. I guarantee you he's not going to do well. I guarantee you're going to get in trouble because he's only doing that to get that money. And this is what Satan was doing. Challenging the Most High and challenging why Job was walking the way he was walking. And look what happened. Go ahead.
So, and Yahweh said unto Satan, but put forth thine hand now, verse 5, but put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of Yah and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal. And he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity?
Yeah, because it wasn't enough that Satan would just touch his flesh and touch his bones, but then Satan enticed his own wife to go against him. There was no limits to what Satan would do to get him to curse the Most High. Why would somebody go this length to get you to curse the Most High when they already been shown that this man hold it fast on his integrity? And some people will go to great lengths to get you to curse the Most High. I bet you if your life was on the line, you would eat that pork. I bet you if your life was on the line and you was hungry, you would take that job on the Sabbath day. I bet you if you didn't have no other job and you had to get and wear that mingled shirt that they giving you, that mingled uniform, I guarantee you, you'll wear it. In other words, they go to great lengths to have you curse the Most High. But watch what Job do.
Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse Elohim and die.
Just curse the Most High and die. Just allow him to put you out of your miseries. Why are you going through this? What profit is it that you're going to hold fast to your integrity? And watch what Job tell.
But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What?
In other words, you should know better. You speak it as one of the foolish women speaking. Like there is no Elohim. That's a fool saying this, or there is no Elohim. I know it's an Elohim. Why you think I'm being perfect? Why you think I'm eschewing evil? Why you think I'm holding fast onto my integrity? There is an Elohim. And since there is an Elohim, what did he say?
Shall we receive good at the hand of Elohim, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips?
Yes, can we just, in other words, all we can do is receive good and not evil? Of course, everybody going to receive evil. Everybody. Everybody receives some type of good. So why wouldn't you receive the evil also? That is the balance of life. There's good times, but make no mistake about it, it's going to be bad times. It is the balance of life. Yes, you might be blessed, but you also can be cursed. Don't walk around thinking you can't be cursed, because you can. And I mean to tell you, you really have been. Because if you only see the good, it is only because you don't fear Yah. Because Yah, the most important thing is about the fear of Yah. The number one thing about the fear of Yah, it allows you to see the bad, the evil. Why do you think it keeps saying, you notice it and say, a perfect and upright man, one who fears Elohim and always doing good. No. It says, one that fears Elohim and escheweth evil. Because that's what the fear of Yah is for. It's for you to see that bad stuff so that you can be good. Because how can you be good without seeing the bad? And that's what I want you to see. And this is why this is number one on the docket. Number one. And it's funny, because like I said, it's just like Genesis, the first chapter, when the Almighty said, let there be light. See, the only reason the Almighty brought light into existence first, because you can't see nothing without light. And the beautiful thing about light is I can see you, but you can see me. It's balance. We can see one another. And that's what light is able to do. That's why the Creator said, where there is no vision, the people perish. Why is that important? Let's go to that real quick in the book of Proverbs 29. What are we discussing? What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the very first requirement, the number one requirement, the beginning requirement, the head requirement that one needs in order for them to be perfect. And y'all got seven requirements that he needs you to do in order for you to be perfect. But this is number one. And you're going to see, before it's all said and done, that you're going to need all seven. But number one, watch what it says in Proverbs 29, The 18th verse, what do it say?
Where there is no vision.
Where there is no vision. In other words, you can't see. You can't visualize. Where there is no vision,
the people perish.
Yeah, just take away your vision while you're driving and see what happens. You're going to perish. If you take away your vision of life, you're going to perish. Then it says what?
But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Why? You're happy because you can see. You can see. What do you think the law does? The scripture says to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because the law enables you to see. And the fear of Yah, it enables you to see. But it's balanced. We can see you, but you can see me. And you've got to be able to see. And let me show you some of the things that Yah wants you to see. Right before I show you that, go to the book. Oh, I got to show you this because this was the ironic thing about vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, watch this in the book of Malachi. Turn there. I kind of thought this was irony. Really, kind of funny. In Malachi, the fourth chapter. In the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, watch what it says, starting at the very first verse.
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
And we talked about this. We talked about in the covenants of Yah, the covenant of the day. But this day cometh that shall burn as an oven.
And all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble.
And I'm going to show you why they're going to be stubble. And I'm going to show you why it mentions specifically the proud.
And the day that cometh shall burn them up.
Now, it's not, I mean, it's the actual literal day that will burn them up.
Saith Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
In other words, it's going to burn them all the way up. And watch the second verse.
But unto you that fear my name.
We're talking about the number one thing, the beginning thing, the head thing, the chief thing that you got to, that Yah require of you. And that is the fear, Elohim. But unto you that fear my name.
Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
The Son of Righteousness. Here it is. Just yesterday, the sun was blocked out, and it began to get dark, and the light began to be dim, and people were excited. Now, is that irony? Do we want the sun of righteousness to glow bright, or do we want the sun to go out and to be dim? And to be darkened. Maybe y'all can't see the irony, but I can. Read that second verse again.
But unto you that fear my name.
Fear my name.
Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
The last thing I want is the Son of Righteousness to be darkened and to be blind and to be shielded by anything.
And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked.
And you're going to tread down the wicked.
For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith Yahweh of hosts.
And here they hit you wearing glasses. that you can't see out of unless you was looking at the sun being blocked. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And that's what we are speaking about, the fear of Yah, the fear of Elohim, because it is the number one thing that allows you to see. Why do you think it's the beginning of knowledge? Why do you think it's the beginning of wisdom? Why do you think it is the thing that allows you to eschew evil? Because you can see it. You can see it. Why do you think the fear of the name of Yah, just because you fear his name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings for you? Because you can see what's coming, and because you can see what's coming, you have the protection that you need. You know what to do. Whether it's coming from inwardly or outwardly. And let me show you this. I just want you to see this. In the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. Because we read about Job. There's one more person I want to read about so you can see how essential, how necessary, how important it is for you to grasp step number one. And what is step one? To fear Yah. And we're going to be crystal clear what that step entails. But I have to show you that it is your eyes. It is your vision. And without it, you won't see nothing. That's how you know most of our people, as you're going to see, don't fear Yah. And we're going to show you that. In the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter, I want you to see this. Start at the very first verse. This is a beautiful story.
And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife.
And you got to understand, the ways of Yah is not like the ways of man. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. So oftentimes, Almighty's orchestrated things that you have no idea is coming from him. But make no mistake about it. This is orchestrated by the Most High. And watch what happens.
But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Yahweh, will thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister. And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and in the sincerity of my hands have I done this. And Elohim said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, now that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine.
Go ahead, 8 verse.
Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid.
They were sore afraid. And why? Because all Yah was doing is displaying the fear of Yah. Yah didn't even have to speak this way to Abimelech. He knew Abimelech was innocent. But Yah wanted to show and demonstrate his fear and what he's capable of and what he would do. Because to come near unto him, to walk with him, to go and be thou perfect before him, you must fear him. So he's got to show you in a way in real time and real life issues so you can understand what his fear looked like, what his fear sounds like, and what his fear is. And they were so afraid. And watch the ninth verse.
Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us?
What hast thou done unto us? Man, you done got us in all this trouble. Where the maker of heaven, the creator of the heaven, done came to me. What have you done to us?
And what have I offended thee?
And what could I possibly have done to offend thee that you will bring us on us? Well, all y'all did was talk to him. But it was, this is the fear of Yah. Now, I can understand why people didn't want Yah to talk to him. Go ahead.
That thou has brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin. Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing?
In other words, as I tried to tell you at the beginning, the fear of Yah, it enables you to see. And Abimelech wanted Abraham to tell, what did you see, man? That in us, what did you see in the city that made you do such a thing? What did you see?
And Abraham said, because I thought, surely, the fear of Elohim is not in this place.
Hello? That's what he's saying. Because I thought, surely, the fear of Elohim is not in this place. And they will slay me for my wife's sake. Because make no mistake about it, he thought it. And oftentimes you think things, not necessarily because you done seen it, but you think things a lot of times because you done seen some suspicious things that might alter the decisions you make and what you might do. And Yah wanted him to have these thoughts because Yah wanted his fear to go before him. And he showed it through Abimelech. And he made no mistake about it. Now Abraham see. He see the fear of Yah. Because he seen what just went down. Now watch what happens.
And Abraham said, I'm sorry. And yet indeed, and Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of Elohim was not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when Elohim caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is my thy kindness, which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep.
He took sheep.
And oxen.
Oxen.
And men servants.
Men servants.
And women servants.
Uh-huh.
And gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah, his wife.
Uh-huh.
And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee.
Because God told him, bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. Go ahead.
And unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, He is to thee a covering of the eyes.
He is to thee a covering of the eyes.
Unto all that are with thee.
Uh-huh.
And with all other, thus she was reproved.
Yes. And continue reading.
So Abraham prayed unto Elohim.
He prayed unto Elohim.
And Elohim healed Abimelech.
And he healed Abimelech.
And his wife.
And his wife.
And his maidservant.
And his maidservant.
And they bare children.
Yeah, and why did he have to heal them?
For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
In other words, Yah went to town on them real quick. And why? Because Yah wanted them to see his fear. And most important, he wanted Abraham to see his fear. And Abraham did. Because what Yah wants you to see is, at any moment, whatever decision you make, whatever you might do, whatever you might say, I see it. And you have to see me. You have to know I'm seeing you. And you're going to know I'm seeing you. Because what I'm going to do, when you act like you don't see me. And if you don't see me, it's only because you don't fear me. And that's why you got people doing what they're doing today. Because they don't fear Yah. And because they don't fear Yah, they act like they don't see. This is what the Almighty did with our people at Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus 20. Turn there. This is all what the Almighty wanted to do. And let me show you what the people rejected. In the book of Exodus 20, starting at the 18th verse, what do it say?
Exodus 20, verse 18. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off.
Yeah, they saw these things because Yah wants you to see him because he can see you. And the first step in sin, you got to fear Yah. And all these things took place because Yah wants you, he's trying to get your attention. So you hear a lot of noise, bang, bang, a lot of smoke, a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning. But the people removed far off. And it says in the 19th verse,
and they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die.
Yeah, don't let the Most High speak to us, because if this is how he speak, we're going to die. So you speak to us. In other words, they didn't want to have nothing to do with the fear of Yah. And watch what Moses say.
And Moses said unto the people, fear not.
You fear not. Don't get caught up in the thundering and the lightning and the noise and the smoke. That ain't what I want you getting caught up in. Go ahead.
For Elohim has come to prove you. That in that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not.
Yeah, he just come to test you. He just wants you to see his fear, and that is before your face. He wants you to see what he's capable of. He wants you to see his powers. He wants you to see the very thing you must do so you won't sin. You'd be too afraid to sin. And our people ain't afraid of nothing. Afraid at all to sin. And the people still fall off. And Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where Elohim was. In other words, they could have went to the darkness too. But because Moses didn't fear the thundering, he didn't fear the lightning, he didn't fear the smoke, he knew what Yah was doing. He knew Yah wasn't going to kill the people, just like he knew Yah wasn't going to kill him. And why? How did he know? Because he feared the Most High. He feared it. And this is what we have to learn to do. We got to fear the Most High. And let me show you how you do it. Proverbs 8th chapter. And look what it says in the 13th verse.
The fear of Yah is to hate evil.
First of all, to fear Yah, you have to hate evil. And nobody want to hate evil. The only time they hate evil is when it's happening to them. But if it ain't happening to them, they don't hate it. You got to hate evil, period. And not just evil, go ahead.
Pride. And arrogancy. And the evil way.
Not just evil, but also the evil way.
And the froward mouth do I hate.
In other words, even this froward mouth our people got, just talking nasty and cussing and talking about people and slandering people and scorning people and tale-bearing against people, and they just talking all kind of way, and there's no honor in their lips at all. They can just talk any kind of foul way and expect after they finish talking that way as if there is no Elohim and he's not listening. Don't you know Yah is hearing everything you're saying? Don't you see how Yah, he hear how you talk to your kids, how you talk to your wife, how you talk at your job, how you talk at school, how you talk at the bar? He hear all these things. How you talk on the phone? You got to hate evil when you're on the phone, when you're at the bar, when you're at work. Wherever you may be, you got to hate it. Because if you don't, it's totally impossible to fear Yah. Why do you think Job constantly and continuously eschewed evil? Look what it says in Proverbs 14. Still talking about the seven requirements according to the law, according to Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. The very first thing, the beginning thing, the head thing, the chief thing is the fear of Yah. And look what it says in Proverbs 14. The 16th verse, and watch what it says.
A wise man feareth.
Why? Because the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. So a wise man feareth.
And departeth from evil.
Yeah, he departs from evil. Because he feareth. Go ahead.
But the fool rages.
He rages. You can't tell him nothing. He rages. Getting worse and worse. Madder and madder. Angrier and angrier.
And is confident.
And he's confident in his foolishness. He's confident in his rage. He's confident in his lack of fear, in his evil. Because that's all that he is evil. But not so with the wise man, because he fears. He departs from evil. And it should become, it should be that you are becoming to see what the fear of Yah is all about. And that is getting this evil away from you, inside and out. Look what it says in the book of Proverbs 28. In verse 5.
Evil men understand not judgment.
No wonder evil men don't listen to nothing. No wonder evil men don't care what they do, because they don't even understand judgment. In other words, you got people going around here telling people, here it is, the fear of Yah is to hate evil. The fear of Yah is to depart from evil. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge. And the fear of Yah is understanding how to depart from evil. And you got people who will go around and tell you you can't keep the law. Well, I thought evil is sin. I thought breaking the law is evil. So what type of mind would tell you don't keep the Sabbath day? And that's part of the Ten Commandments. You don't have to keep the Sabbath, and that's a covenant that the Almighty made with our people. What type of mind would tell you you don't have to keep the holy days? In other words, you have people that would teach you not to fear Yah. And what they are doing is trying to put the wool over your eyes. They're trying to put darkness over your face, because the law is light, and light contains the fear of Yah, that you would have the keys to be able to unlock the house and be able to choose whatever weapon you need, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, so that you can see the path that you must walk in. Because number one is the fear of Yah. Watch what it says in the book of Zechariah. Oh, finish that out. Evil men understand not judgment, but what?
But they that seek Yahweh understand all things.
Yeah, because to seek Yah is to see him, to inquire of him. You're going to understand all things. Watch what it says in the book. Oh, we're real close to this. Proverbs 31. And I love this. And I tell women all the time, I said, look, you got to know Proverbs 31. This thing you have to know. This is your anthem. And watch what it says in Proverbs 31, talking about a virtuous woman. Watch what it says in the 12th verse.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
No wonder she's called virtuous. Because talking about her husband, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And since she will do this thing, watch what the 30th verse says. Since she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life, this is what it says in the 30th verse.
Favor is deceitful.
And a lot of people like women doing a bunch of favors.
And beauty is vain.
And people are always running towards the beautiful woman.
But a woman that feareth Yahweh, she shall be praised.
Yeah, the one that you praise is the one that feareth Yah. No wonder she's virtuous. Because she had learned to depart from evil to the extent she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Don't you see what the fear of Yah is now? In the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter. Look what it says. Zechariah 8. Sixteenth and a 17th verse.
Zechariah 8, verse 16. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor.
How hard is that? Just to speak the truth to your neighbor. Well, undoubtedly, it must be hard for our people because this is something that don't happen. Go ahead.
Execute the judgment of truth
and
peace.
The judgment of truth and peace in your gates. In other words, this whole program is dedicated to the truth because we speak in the word of truth, the words of Yah. That's why it's called nothing but the truth, because we have circumcised our heart, purposed our heart to tell you the truth. And there's only one way to do that. We got to purpose our heart and commit our heart and soul to the Most High. And since that is the case, it says in the 17th verse,
and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor.
That'll be a total contradiction. I'm trying to tell you the truth, but then at the same time, I got evil against you in my heart. And watch what it says.
And love no false oath, for all these things that I hate, save Yahweh.
Yeah, these are things I hate. He doesn't want you to imagine no evil against nobody, especially your brother. He wants you to speak the truth to your neighbor and execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates, in your cities. And why? Because this is the fear of Yah. It is the fear of Yah. Show you something in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Because I came on the program and I was letting people know what Jacob's trouble would look like. And it is true that this trouble is going to be terrible. It's going to be bad. Show you how bad it is. In Jeremiah 30, verse 5, watch what it says.
For thus saith Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness.
Mm-hmm.
Alas, for that day is great.
Yeah, but even though that is the circumstance, the Creator is still letting us know, for that day is great, so that there is none like it. Go ahead. For it is the time of Jacob's trouble.
But he shall be saved out of it.
And the Almighty wants you to know, yes, that day is a day of trouble, but you're going to be saved out of it. In other words, he don't even want you to fear that day, even though this is a day of trouble. And why don't he want you to fear that day? Because Yah don't want you to fear nothing but him. He wants you to stand strong in the face of the worst fears And if he tells you don't fear it, you don't fear it. And he's not bringing this trouble for you to fear it. He's bringing this trouble for you to fear him. And let me show you that in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, this is what the Creator says in the 11th and 12th verse.
For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand.
With a strong hand.
And instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people saying.
Don't walk in the way of these people saying.
Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid.
And this is what our people are doing. They're fearing all their fears. And they're afraid of the same things they're afraid of. And they don't realize this is a great sin to Yah. And Yah let you know in the 13th verse exactly what you should be doing. Go ahead.
Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself.
Uh-huh.
And let him be your fear.
Let him be your fear.
And let him be your dread.
And let him be your dread. That's what Yah wants you to do. That's what Yah wants you to learn. He don't even want you to fear your own death. Show you this in the book of Isaiah 41. Go there. Because a lot of times you'll get so caught up, you'll fear your own death. Oh, I'm about to die. I'm about to die. And look what the Creator says. All over the scriptures, he will tell you this. In the book of Isaiah 41 and 10.
Fear thou not, for I am... Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive with thee, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a... I, Yahweh the Elohim, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not.
Fear not.
For I will help thee.
I will help thee.
Fear not.
Fear not.
Thou worm, Yahako.
Don't even fear your death. Because that's what happens when you die. Worms just eat you up. But don't fear the worm.
And ye men of Israel, I will help thee.
I will help thee.
Saith Yahweh.
Saith Yah.
And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
Don't fear nothing but Yah, because you got to fear him or you won't see what he's saying. You won't see what he's doing. Why do you think the Almighty let us know this as we begin to close out? Psalms 25. I just got to show you this last thing, Psalm 25. Because what is the number one thing? What is the chief thing? What is the beginning thing that Yah require of you? But to fear Yah and sense you have this opportunity to choose Yah. Watch what he says in the 14th verse.
The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him.
See, if you fear him, the secret of Yah is going to be with you.
And he will show them his covenant.
He's going to show you his covenant. He's going to show you things. He's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. Why? Oh, because you fear him. Because if you fear him, it enables you to see. But if you don't fear him, the last scripture in the book of Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter, If you don't fear Yah, if you don't choose the fear of Yah, because today you got a choice. But there's going to come a day where Yah will take this choice from you. And he's going to choose. And watch what he says. Jeremiah 2, verse 13.
For my people have committed two evils.
They've committed two evils.
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters.
This is what our people have done and are doing today.
And hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Yeah, and then after we forsaken the fountain of living water, then we get some broken up cisterns that can't even hold water, which is the source of life. And the Almighty want you to understand what these two evils really are. In the 19th verse.
Thine own wickedness shall correct thee.
Because you know the evils. See, you know it when it's happening to you. You just don't acknowledge it when you're doing it yourself. Go ahead.
And thy backsliding shall reprove thee.
And your backsliding shall reprove thee.
Know therefore and see. That it is an evil thing.
This is an evil thing.
And bitter. That thou hast forsaken Yahweh thy Elohim. And that my fear is not in thee. Saith Yahweh Elohim of hosts.
For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou sayest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and on every green tree thou wanderest and played the harlot. And this is what we're doing today. Can you see? If you can, do you want to see? Because you should. That the number one thing that anyone, the beginning thing, the head thing, the chief thing, the very one thing that you must learn to do is to fear Yah. And the fear of Yah is to hate evil. This is the first step in what Yah require of thee. And tomorrow we're going to bring step two, which is to walk in his ways. And we're going to have another treat from our brother, our beloved Moray Isha, will bring this truth before our people. Because all seven requirements is what you must have in order for you to be perfect. So until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.